Shir 15.
The Gemara asks on that, the Gemara says, that's a question on the answer. You're telling me from Esbiti. Maybe Esbiti is Hani Miliktano. Aval Naira Taktish E Nafsha Vitishko Kaspa. Now the Gemara goes with what seems to be somewhat of a different answer. That's why the answer is moving back towards the original margin. Which is, okay, let's learn it from Benurea Beisavia. You can't do that. Okay, the Gemara tries numerous. So really over here, we kind of like have six answers to that original question. But I want to get back to what we were discussing a little bit yesterday, which is we spoke about, the Gemara was suggesting. The Gemara said, Ve'ema l'dida, maybe she should get it, says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, V'yimakar, Bamakudel, V'yishad, V'chsivis, V'yitnesat, V'yishazet, V'yihi, Shakla Kaspar, V'yi Tishkol Kaspar. We had two Pshatim, Rashi and the Ritva. The Achroinim are all sensitive to the nuances of Rashi says, Efshu Shalchinam Zikeu. This is not a problem, a technical problem. This is an ethical problem. This is not a technical problem. According to the Ritva, it's a technical problem. It can't be who's the makne. Who's the makne according to the Ritva? Whoever gets the money. You're saying she's the makne. She gets the money. He's the makne. He gets the money. That's a technical problem. According to Rashi, it's an ethical problem. Hold on a second. Efshashal chinam zikeo, because of what for? What's the purpose of giving him this schus? Now, the Gemara then says, Ve'ema hani milik tano. Maybe the pasuk of Esbitin Asad Lisha Zeh that says you can makadosh it sounds like the Gemara is saying is by a ktano. Rashi and Tosfos both address the question that you can't tell me that the parsha of Moitzi Shemra is talking about ktana. The parsha is talking about naira. Where do we see the parsha is talking about naira? Rashi tells us one thing, the Tosfos tells us something else. What does Rashi say? Where do we see the parsha is talking about naira? It says in the pasuk, "V'nasnu lavi anayra." Shteitn pasuk, mifurish. V'nasnu lavi anayra. That's how Rashi verifies for us it's talking about naira. We were somewhat bothered. Why did Rashi pick that pasuk? That is like the third or fourth time it says the word naira. In the pasuk of Esbiti Nosati Shteit naira. So what do you got to go to another pasuk for? We'll get to that.
What? That pasuk, the money's going back to the father. That pasuk, you know? So we see that the father's the... We're basing off the father. You see, when you're paying the tax.
When you're paying to the father. Come here. I think I saw someone say that. Tosfos addresses the same issue, but he comes from a different angle. Let's see Tosfos for a second. Ve'ema hani miliktano. V'af al gav. V'kro airi b'nairo. V'chsev uskaluha. V'oy d'mayti shemra al ktano potter. So Tosfos doesn't come from the language of the pasuk. Tosfos comes from the concept of the pasuk. It says viskalua. What's wrong with the word viskalua? What's wrong? Why does viskalua automatically mean naira? It says the word viskalua. So what? Says the Tosfos Riazochin because the katan is putter. Katan is not a bar einchim. How could you punish her? How could you kill her if she's a naira? She's a katana. What? Let's just say what? V'oid. What is he in the second one for? That's like a knockout right there. He's asking a good question. Srilly Wolpin. You guys related?
Yeah, it's right here.
Distantly?
Right here.
Share cousins. I knew it.
Right here.
Okay, it's a really good question, but we're going to hold off on that. He's a Wagner. Wagner Wolpin over there by, whatever, we'll deal with it later. Not for now. Akitzer, Tosis says, how could it save a skalua if she's a ktana? Ktana la bat zoinchen. And also, a person that's mighty shaman a ktana's punter. It's clearly not ktana. Tosis's hechruch is not Rashi's hechruch. Rashi's hechruch is from the language. Tosis's hechruch is from the law. So I don't know if this is one of those cases. Maybe. Reb Chaim v'Loshana tells us he is soid in a mahalach and learning. Rashi and Tosis have a different mahalach and learning. Rashi's mahalach and learning is he cares primarily about texts. Rashi goes from text, and even if things don't make that much sense to him, he'll work it out. You gotta stick to the text. Vos state. That's like a brisker. Do state. And Tosfos is more busy with does it make sense? Tosfos is more like Ponovich. Ponovich, they're busy with, you know, making cheshbonis, cheshbon this, cheshbon that. When it says, what it means is really, Tosfos is like, what it means is really. Tosfos is more focused on explain it to me, and Rashi's more focused on read it to me. It says, Reb Chaim v'Loshan, it's important you say it. Maybe this is a case where Rashi wants, what's the go-to? Look what it says. It says Naira. It's state Naira. How can you say Ketana? And Tosfos says, doesn't make any sense, Naira. What do you mean? Naira don't make any sense. Don't know if that's the Machlokes. However, if we look, we gave out a Ritzvah today. Did you guys get the Ritzvah? We gave out Ritzvahs. No, not this. This. This is a Ritzvah. Did everyone get a Ritzvah? Can you give me a Ritzvah? You know, we have real Ritzvahs. The Ritzvah came in books before it came on papers. Anyone wants a Ritzvah? Ritzvah. Read all about it. Here goes. I want to show you what the Ritzvah says. I found this yesterday with Siyata Dishmaya. Here goes. What does mamish mean? Mamish, not mamish. What does that mean? What does it mean? What in the world is written in? Mamish naira. That's not naira. Mamish. What is he saying?
He wasn't a
katana,
but she was a
scout. So say naira. What is husband? Naira. Mamish. I don't get it. Hussam in naira kosam in daber. What does the word mamish mean? What? Only? Then it should say only.
She wasn't miskadeshes out.
Mamish! Mamish naira! Mamish! What does that mean? Hussam in naira kosam in daber. I can't hear what? She's a naira. You know, you mean to say she's a naira? So say she's a naira. Why would we think that it's only the nearest? Why would we think that? So I'll tell you what I think is MS La Mitoy Efsher Ken Zayin. Hopefully, maybe. We made a dig in Rashi. Why did Rashi wait for that last that pasuk of the he brings Vinosu Lavia Naira? You only said one pshat. We were saying something else. Because every other time it says Naira, it's a Korean exiv. It says Nar, and we read it Naira. And Toivi was diligent enough to look up the Gemara. I said it to Gemara. And the Gemara says, maybe when it says that word, it doesn't mean Naira. And he chose the word Nar to tell you something about the way she acts. But not because it's really Naira. So I don't really know from the word Naira, 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 that it means Naira. Maybe it just just means that she was Oisa Maisa Nahar and she's not really a Naira. Says the Ritva, no! Naira, Mamish! Mamish Naira! It means Naira when it said Naira, really means Naira. Rashi says, how do I know it? Because one time it's not a Korean Ksiv and it says Naira, and that's Naira Mamish! And Toysa says, I know because, or else, if it's not Naira, you're not going to be Chayiv, not going to be Baranshim, whatever. Yada, yada. But from the language of the Pasuk, it says Naira, Lav, Davcha, Naira. It's a Korean Ksiv. We're calling her Naira, but it's not really Naira. That's what the Ritva says. Naira Mamish. It Mamish means Naira. One Naira is Mefurish. Because even what he's saying is, even though it says lots of time Naira in the Pasuk, and it does not mean Naira Dafka, but the parasha is talking about Naira Mamish, either because the Rashi says, because it says one time Naira, and that Naira tells us that all the other Nairas are Mamish, or because of Toysis, because of Skalua. The point is that there was a Havamina that Naira is Lav Dafka Naira. It's not Mamish Naira. Says Ritva, it's Mamish Naira.
Dafka Naira.
Do I might say Shemek said, Bahasim and Iram Mamish Akasim and Dabber? Doc Sivus Skalua. We look Tanabas Oinshim. Vyesh Metartsim. I always say this is where it's going to get complicated. I'm trying so hard that we should be able to do this in stages because it's going to get, it's just, there's many different details. Vyesh Metartsim, Da'av, Agav, Da'hash, Da'bas Oinshim, He Gidoyla, Vishasha Kitchuk, Tana Haisa. Who said this?
Rashi.
And Toysis. Vahochi Komakra. Esbiti Nasati Ba'oidak Tana. And now she's a Naira. Esbiti Nasati Ba'oidak Tana. And now she's a Naira. So what is the Pasuk speaking aside to Isha that telling us according to Rashi? You can marry off your daughter when she's a Ktana. V'chi teima, frek the Ritva Kasha. Uktana lama likra. Hashta zivune mazmin lo. Kedushe mi boye. A father owns his daughter enough to sell her as a slave. He can make her to an Amma Evriya. Kedusha mi boy, you have to tell me you can marry her off. V'chi teima. Ketana lama likra. Hashta zivune mazmin lo. Kedusha mi boye. Now Rashi mentions a similar question. By Mechira. The Gemara says, how do you know that the father gets Maisi Yodayim? The father can sell her as a Shivcha. So for sure the father gets Maisi Yodayim. So this type of technique we found in the Gemara already. Hashta Zivuni Mazmin La Maisi Yodehami Boye. That's a Gemara. And what the Ritva is suggesting is similar, just Hashta Zivuni Mazmin La Kidushahami Boye. And that the Ritva says, maybe not. Ikol meimar shani mechira shaloi macheloi ela zichusai shraf mishus adon yoytze benayrus ava kedushin shani yoytze benbagus velo benayrus ein adon mechadover shayna shaloi v'chein nira das Rashi. We didn't see this Mefurish in Rashi. But the Ritva is saying, I got a problem with Rashi, and this is the only answer I can come up with. What's his problem? Rashi says, what is the Pasuk as Biti Nasat Lishazet telling me? Ktana. What are you in a Pasuk that you can be Mekadosh your daughter Ktana? You could sell your daughter Ktana as a slave. For sure you could be Mekadosher. Are you with me? You need to hold this, guys. I could sell my daughter as a slave. Of course I can be Mekadosher. What are the Pasuk that's beating aside to come into Mekadosh? So he says, Pshat in Rashi. I'm going to lose that. W, you close the window. Thank you. Pshat in Rashi is because when I sell my daughter as a slave, I only sell her until what age? 12. Which is as long as I had her in my reshus. So I just sold what I had. But when you marry your daughter off, how long is she married for? For, hopefully,
forever.
Do you own her forever? So how could you marry her off forever? So I can't learn off from the fact that I could sell her that I could marry her. I need a pasuk to tell me that. That's as bitin asati lishazeh. But from the fact that I could sell her, I don't know I could marry her, because I could only sell her up until when? Until 12, and you're telling me I could marry her for longer. That has to be pshat in Rashi, says the Ritva. Kein nira, v'chein nira das Rashi zal. Says the Ritva, it's not pshat. It's wrong. Wrong, says Ritva. Enoi nochoin. I disagree. And the Ritva says, the ikun shel dvarim. And hold this, my friends. We're going to continue this blina tomorrow. Devadai bein nara bein ktana pshitalan milso sha'av yochoil likadisha. And that pasuk is talking about Naira! Naira the pasuk's talking about! Not like Rashi said that originally when she was Mekadosh, she's a Ketana. Now, the pasuk is Biti Nasati is Naira! So what in the world is the Gemara saying? Ema Hanimi Liktana. Ubaha Kule Alma Moide. It's a mistake. Not bidi da. Im yesh lo yad lenayra lekadosh, af he atzma, af he atzma. The Gemara's havamina was taktish e nafsha v'tishko kaspa, that she can also marry herself off. Maybe it's Bitin Asati says, talking about a Naira. Can a father marry his daughter off when she's a Naira? Yes. But maybe she can also marry herself? That's the Ritzvah's Havamina. Rashi was not doing that. Rashi was saying, listen, it's either him or it's her. When it's a Ketana, who can marry her off? Can she marry herself? No. The father can. When she's a Naira, maybe the father. Maybe her, and then according to Rashi, that means and not the father. Hold on. So what's Espiti Nasati? Espiti Nasati is talking about he married her when she was a Ketana. Ketana doesn't need a pasuk as a Kava Chaymer. Oh, it's not a good Kava Chaymer. That's all Rashi. The Ritva says, I got a different pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, when it says maybe she can marry herself, means a father, the father can marry her. What's the makor for that? And it's beat to the side, it's talking about Naira, and it's good, it's smooth, Naira, fine. So what's your having mean that she can marry herself? Maybe she can also marry herself. The father can marry her, and if the father marries her, who gets the money? The father. And if she marries herself, who gets the money? She gets the money. And that was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina is there's two different people who could be Mekadesh. Whoever gets there first. Father can't say no. She can't say no. Okay. So that we're going to have to figure out. Shana the Ritva. The Ritva is creating Avamina. Both of them can do it. Rashi never said that. I have to figure out how exactly that works. That's the Ritva's Mahalach. And the Shaila is, Toisvis, my friends, says Kimat the same question as Ritva. Pay attention to detail. Toisvis Kash is not the same. Toisvis Teretz is for sure not the same. But the reason is because if you look in the Kasha, it's practically identical, but not. And what Toisvis Kasha is, Ritva's answer wouldn't work. Ritva's Kasha, Toisvis answer won't work. But they're so similar. Beis Hashem will continue with that tomorrow.
What?
Right.
Even though the problem is she should get the money herself since she...